Selfie portraits. Visions of the world. Symbolic self-portraits, part 1, page 118.
And one of the things that I use in my work quite a lot is a trilby hat, which is, for me, symbolizes something about manhood, because I relate that to my father's generation, who moved from the outskirts of South Africa, the rural areas of South Africa, and went to cities like Johannesburg to work. And when they got there, they were confronted with this modern experience, or this modern space, where people weren't necessarily dressed in the traditional garb, and they would have to assimilate in some sense. And usually they dressed themselves to reflect this white colonial gentleman, because I think in a sense it was some kind of ambition to be part of that kind of class. So it's a desire to be of a better class, and to get there you had to like sort of resemble this character through how you wear, how you dress, and through how you speak. And I think that's what colonialism has done, is that it brings its own images of, or its own ideas about how a society should be, and places it into a context that might be removed from its origin, but then forces people to behave in a way that people would behave in the mother country, as they called it. So the hat for me represents that. It represents migrant labor, and it represents something about manhood and an aspiration to be of a better class. So that's how I use that symbol to relate to my relationship with my father, or my ideas about my father.